Which is the hardest word to translate in this sentence? No is easy to translate. Pep rally doesn't have a direct analog in a lot of languages and cultures, but can be approximated. But the hardest word there is actually one of the smallest, you. As simple as it seems, it's often impossible to accurately translate you without knowing a lot more about the situation where it's being said. To start with, how familiar are you with the person you're talking to? Many cultures have different levels of formality. A close friend, someone much older or much younger, a stranger, a boss, these all may be slightly different yous. In many languages, the pronoun reflects these differences through what's known as the T-V distinction. In French, for example, you would say tu when talking to your friend at school, but vous when addressing your teacher. Even English once had something similar. Remember the old-timey thou? Ironically, it was actually the informal pronoun for people you're close with, while you was the formal and polite version. That distinction was lost when the English decided to just be polite all the time. But the difficulty in translating you doesn't end there. In languages like Hausa or Karana, the you form depends on the listener's gender. In many more, it depends on whether they are one or many, such as with German du or ihr. Even in English, some dialects use words like y'all or yous the same way. Some plural forms, like the French vous and Russian vi, are also used for a single person to show that the addressee is that much more important, much like the royal we. And a few languages even have a specific form for addressing exactly two people, like Slovenian vidva. If that wasn't complicated enough, formality, number, and gender can all come into play at the same time. In Spanish, tu is unisex informal singular. Usted is unisex formal singular. Vosotros is masculine informal plural. Vosotras is feminine informal plural. And ustedes is the unisex formal plural. Whew. After all that, it may come as a relief that some languages often leave out the second person pronoun. In languages like Romanian and Portuguese, the pronoun can be dropped from sentences because it's clearly implied by the way the verbs are conjugated. And in languages like Korean, Thai, and Chinese, pronouns can be dropped without any grammatical hints. Speakers often would rather have the listener guess the pronoun from context than use the wrong one and risk being seen as rude. In one extreme example, 18th century scholar Wang Shiho was executed along with his family simply for referring to the emperor in a too familiar way. So if you're ever working as a translator and come across this sentence without any context, your job is to translate you for yourselves. Well, good luck. And to the volunteer community who will be translating this video into multiple languages, sorry about that.